I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Speaker Mike Johnson warns Lee, you are witnessing, and it's true. It was kind of profound the way that he put it. You are witnessing the end of the Democrat Party as we know it.
As it has been.
He's talking about Zohran Mamdani, specifically talking about Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the House, finally breaking down because Hakeem Jeffries wants to run for president. And it's going to be a lot harder to tack to the middle if you've endorsed Zohran Mamdani. Yeah. But he finally had to break down and do it. And Mike Johnson, I have a lot of issues with Mike Johnson. But one thing I like, Republicans just typically stay silent. They don't fight every day like Democrats do.
Right.
But for whatever reason, he's been going out there and fighting every day. He hits them every single day. This is what we need. You've got to repeat because Democrats repeat all the time. We say it one time. And then there's no coordinated response. Right. You know, I mean, Trump has to do everything, basically.
Well, and plus you don't have a willing accomplices in the left-wing media to repeat that message over and over again for you and then have your pundits on The View and other areas where people who don't pay enough attention to politics hear things.
Yes, exactly. But now we have, you know, we've got social media that, you know, is free. So we can say things and people will hear it. Here's Mike Johnson. This is kind of a profound point about witnessing the end of the Democrat Party as we know it.
What we're witnessing is truly the end of the Democratic Party as we've known it. The candidate that they have endorsed, Mamdani, is somebody who we've talked about a lot from this podium. He has sympathized with Hamas and openly embraced anti-Semitic language. He has called to, quote, seize the means of production because he is a Marxist. He's called to abolish our borders, to abolish and end immigration enforcement, to defund the police and to legalize prostitution, among a long list of hits that I could share with you. Zohran Mamdani is expected to take the helm of one of the most important cities in the world and the largest city in America. And he now has the full blessing of the Democrat leader in the House of Representatives. It is shocking. And that leader and all the other Democrats are going to co-own the consequences of what they do to America's largest city. Every reporter in this room should be asking every House Democrat individually whether they too agree with Hakeem's endorsement of the Marxist agenda. It's an extraordinary moment in the history of American politics, as this is not the kind of history that we need to be making. What we're witnessing is truly the end of the Democratic Party as we've known it.
It is.
Yeah.
With all of these big-time Democrats forced, and you could tell some of them don't want to endorse this guy. I mean, just to be real clear about what he stands for.
So when people say Democratic Socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Well, capitalism is the only way you're going to make that happen. It sure ain't going to be socialism.
No, and he's very clear. He wants to abolish private property. That is the keystone, the cornerstone of communism. That's what sets communism and socialism aside, apart. Socialism, all of the right people own, you know, who are with the party or friends of the party, they get to own businesses, not other people. Communism is, we own everything. We own your house. And if we'd like, we'll move some people in with you. In fact, they did that in communist Russia. They'd just move people into your house. You'd get one bedroom in your house and they'd move whoever into your house with you. This is Zohran Mamdani. This is the system he wants.
My platform is that every single person should have housing. And I think, faced with these two options, the system has hundreds of thousands of people unhoused, right? For what? And if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that people try and play like gotcha games about these kinds of things. And it's like, look, I care more about whether somebody has a home.
And so private property rights. Going to get there, he says. And look, this guy was very, very clear. They intend long-term to seize the means of production. And he's on a podcast. He's saying, no, hey, there's some things we want to do that are popular. And there's some things we want to do that people aren't on board for yet. But don't worry, they will be.
We are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right? Or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production.
Okay, when you have the Democrat governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, saying the goal of the party.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Is to elect Joe Ron Mamdani and take back Congress. It's really clear what direction they're going in, Lee. And this is a shocking thing we're seeing.
Take that energy, that passion, and take it into 26 so that we can take back the House of Representatives, take the Senate, and take back our country. With your help, we will. Elect Zoran, and we take back America. Thank you, Queens. Thank you, New York. God love you guys.
And now, minority leader in the House, who will be speaker again if Democrats retake the House, has been speaker. Hakeem Jeffries has endorsed them. So this is all very mainstream now in the Democrat Party.
One prediction, though.
Okay.
You will see this going up, this approval of Mamdani and the leftist, communist, socialist going up to the 26 elections, but the 28 elections for president, you'll see a distance.
You think they'll distance themselves from him, pretend
most definitely.
None of this ever happened?
Most definitely, because the 26 elections will be about local races. The 28 election is going to be about the White House, and there is no way that the majority of the American electorate, and I think a majority of the Electoral College votes, will go for a socialist type of campaign from Democrats.
You know, I'm not 100% sure about that.
That's fine.
And you could be right. Okay, I may be wrong, and I think you'll see their mainstream candidate, or like a presidential candidate, or something like that. As you get into 28, the Democrat will pretend he never endorsed him or whatever.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the problem: they have. They're going to have to double down in the primaries.
Yes.
Including the presidential primary, you're not going to be able to walk away from Zoran Mamdani in even a Democrat presidential primary. That's how radical stuff is getting.
You're right. But the point I'm making is that once you get past the primaries, when you get to the general election, that's when you will see the separation, because that's what always happens.
I hope you're right, because I'm not convinced of it. I think they've gone so radical. I mean, did you see what's just happened in Maine? We need to pay attention to what's just happened in Maine, because this is crazy. This guy that is running against the sitting governor of Maine, who's a Democrat in the Democrat primary, describes himself as an Antifa super soldier, says he's a communist. He's written that online, and even brags about training people in the Socialist Rifle Club because he's a former Marine, served in Iraq. He's got a skull and crossbones SS tattoo in the middle of his chest. He is leading her by 30 points. He came out of nowhere. He's an oyster farmer. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll go with the Antifa super soldier. 30 points. And look, Democrat right now in the polls, Democrats are seeing this. Wow, if I come out as a communist Antifa super soldier, I can get 30 points ahead, even though I am no way, no how qualified for this position.
In a primary.
And this is the U.S. Senate race. And that's exactly the formula. So you've got all of these Democrats who are not qualified. Zoran Mamdani isn't qualified to be a middle manager at an investment firm.
Well, I think as they were pointed out in the debates that he's never really held a job, a private industry job.
Yeah. He's not qualified to be the mayor of New York. New York's got more citizens than many states have citizens. New York City is bigger than South Carolina. Yeah. You can't, I mean, in terms of citizens, yeah. You can't, he doesn't. So all of these Democrats all over the country who are not at all qualified for their positions have just learned you can leapfrog people who are actually qualified. They're crazy, but they're qualified. If you come out as a, fill in the blank here, I led the Socialist Rifle Club.
Well, that's a resume enhancer. Crazy, but qualified.
I mean, they're Democrats, right? So, I am afraid this will spread. Well, our side is making the assumption it's going to stay put and just in New York City. It's going to be just in Zora. These people are going to be all over the country. And Mike Johnson's not wrong when he says Chuck Schumer is favoring the illegals over his own constituents who would just like to eat.
The socialist contagion.
Yes. I don't think that these old guard Democrats can survive these primaries if they publicly criticize Mom Donnie or anyone like him. Yep. And I don't know if that's going to change. As much as it hurts him in the general election polls.
Yeah.
But I hope you're right, Lee. I hope you're right. I really do, or this country's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I should say in bigger trouble.
Right, yeah.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.